Hi, thank you for calling the hair relaxer helpline on a recorded line. May I have the person you are transferring, please?
Sure. Her name is Rashanika Jordan, Rashanika Jordan, Jordan.
Perfect. You can go ahead and transfer over. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello, Ms. Jordan.
Hi, yes.
Hi, Ms. Jordan. Again, my name is Adrian, calling from a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. And Ms. Jordan, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Jordan. And if I may ask, what were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with the ovarian cancer. Sorry, I can't pronounce that
No
word.
worries.
I'm sorry.
You said it was ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Was it, do you know the subtype? If it was like endometrioid adenocarcinoma?
It's the epithelial. I
Oh,
can't pronounce.
epithelial tumors.
Yeah.
I see it. And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Jordan. And I have ovarian cancer, and the subtype is epithelial tumors. Is that correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim? Is this yourself, correct?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with cancer? What was that date?
October 6, 2023.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just inputting it here in the intake form. I have October 6th of 2023, which is 10/6 of 2023. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what age were you when diagnosed?
39.
39. And what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
Catherine Mills.
Sorry, I have Dr. Catherine
Mills.
Mills, Mills.
Yes.
And Catherine, would it be
No,
Cathe?
K.
K, okay.
Kathryn.
I have Kathryn.
Yes.
And then Mills, Mills.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And would you happen to know the diagnosing doctor's address, her address of where she is located, where she died?
1000 North Westmoreland Road, Lake Forest, Illinois. You need me to spell Westmoreland? Or,
I have North,
oh, sorry. Oh.
sorry, I have 1000 Northwest. What was the rest?
Westmoreland Road. That's a whole word, Westmoreland.
Okay, I'll go ahead and find it here.
I probably not.
And what state is that in?
Lake Forest, Illinois. Oh,
Okay,
there's
perfect.
that
I
state,
found
not
it here.
city.
I have 1000 North Westmoreland Road, Lake Forest, Illinois, 60045. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. How's the weather over there in Illinois right now?
It's cold.
It's cold. I
Yeah.
bet. How cold is it right now?
Shoot, how cold is it? Let me tell you. Well,
Oh,
I honestly don't know. I'm gonna Google it for you, weather. That's so. Wait, because I
is it
was
like,
at work.
oh, okay.
26 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Cold. See,
Yeah,
what I'm like,
freezing.
it's cold. My
Yeah,
question is like, why do you have a sweater on at work?
it's freezing. Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm in California and it's like 60 or 50 is cold for me, so I could only imagine.
Oh yeah.
That's
I'm trying to
funny.
visit California in March.
And when?
March, my
March. Oh,
kids on
nice.
spring break. My
Oh,
brother
nice.
lives out there.
And where, like north, south?
South, southern, like
Southern.
where he lives. Ontario, California.
Ontario. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a little north from me. I'm over in South Orange County. So
Oh, okay.
kind of near the shore or the coast, I should say. But I have, just to confirm the address here, I have 1000 Northwest Westmoreland Road, Lake Forest, Illinois, 645. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And do you have her phone number by any chance?
Yes. 773-702-6722.
And then I have 773-702-6722. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then, did you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee? Yes or no?
No.
Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? Like how many times per year did you use it, would you say, on average?
How many times? I used it once every 2 months.
Once every 2 months. So would you say about, just because it does have to, we do have to put a number and it does have to say, or the answer does have to come out of you. So what would you like me to go ahead and put here for the intake form so the attorney can see it? Would you like me to go ahead and put 6, or what would you like me to go ahead and put?
In the whole year, how many times did I use, or how?
Yes. How many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Let me count.
So, how many?
Like, what? I'm trying to count. Look, I'm trying to get it together. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
I would say eight for the whole year.
8?
Say
Okay.
eight.
Perfect. So I want to go ahead and put 8 here. And what facility were you diagnosed with cancer? What was that facility name?
Northwestern, Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. I'm sorry.
No worries. Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, you said?
Yes.
Okay. I have Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital address. Let's see here. It is 1000 North Westmoreland, just like what we said earlier.
Yes.
And then, that was with Dr. Catherine Mills, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
2/20/84.
I have 2/20/1984. And
yes.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Did you have any other friends, family members, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers?
Yeah, but I don't know.
You don't know if they were diagnosed with any serious
ailment.
Oh, okay. No worries. And if you do, for, you know, future reference, or if anything does come up, or if you do remember, you know, you can always go ahead and forward my direct line that I'll be giving you, after this intake form, and then, you know, we can go on from there, and I can go ahead and, you know, help them out to see if they do pre-qualify. So,
okay.
And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
Ooh, that was... Oh, sorry. That was a wow. Like, what was I, in my 20s?
20s.
Like 22?
22.
It was around 22.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Your best estimate, I'm going to go ahead and put here in the intake form, 22 was when you first started using hair relaxer. And in what state did you use hair relaxer?
I was in Nevada. And then out here in Illinois.
Okay, so it only lets me go ahead and put one. Where would you want me to go ahead and put? Would you want me to go ahead and, like, to put the most recent time or when you use it the most?
Yeah, this is Illinois.
Illinois. All right. And when did you start using hair relaxer? To your best estimate, you know, to your best knowledge, when did you start using hair relaxer? What was that date?
It was in, I know it was back in like 2009, so that was longer than 20. Yeah.
Okay, so 2009, and what month would you say it was? Was it summertime, winter, beginning of the year?
Around February.
February, okay, so... To your best knowledge, when you first started using hair relaxer, we're putting 2/1 of 2009. Is that correct?
Yes.
And when you stopped when did you stop using hair relaxer? When was the last day you stopped using it?
October 2nd,
2023. I have 10/2 of 2023. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And how often did you apply these products? Was it weekly, monthly?
No, it was once every 2 months.
Once every 2 months. So it only lets me put here weekly, monthly, or 4 times per year?
Oh, sorry. Monthly.
Monthly, okay. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products for?
You said how many years?
Yes. How many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
Over 14 years.
Okay. So would you like me to go ahead and put 14 here on the intake form?
Yes.
Okay, great. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
I always did it. I never...
At home?
The people to do it. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. So I'm going to go ahead and put home here. And do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No, not anymore.
No. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I don't. I always throw them away. And I never keep receipts.
Okay, no worries. And which brand name products have you used?
I was using Soft and Beautiful.
Soft and Beautiful. Soft and Beautiful. Was that the only one you were using?
Yes.
Okay. So Soft and Beautiful. And what time frame did you use that product? You know, was it...
Like,
Between what years did you use that product? Like the years, what time frame did you use that product in?
From February 1st, 2009, when I first started using, that was the only one I used. When I stick to one, I always, if I like it, I stick to it. Like, I don't change.
Yeah, no, I understand. I do the same thing for everything, you know. Even with food, you know, because you know it's good, so you order it every time. So you said soft and beautiful since 2009, and you said till when again? Sorry.
October 2nd, 2023.
So 2009 and 2023. And yeah, a lot of these questions are repetitive, so I do apologize for that. So we have soft and beautiful from 2009 to 2023. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No.
No?
It started after a year though.
I see. So, let's see.
Like, I didn't start seeing any complication until last year when I stopped using it.
I see. And so again, which part was wrong? So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, no worries.
I misunderstood your question. I'm sorry.
No, no worries. That honestly, that question gets everybody. A lot of these questions are, you know, repetitive again, and it's like asked the same question, you know, once or three times, but like the question is flipped around, so it honestly, it just confuses everybody, that especially that question. So, you know, I don't blame you. It confuses me too. But have there been periods that hair relaxer use was stopped? Have there been any periods that hair relaxer use was stopped?
No.
And if not continuous, please list all days that you used the hair relaxer. You said it was continuous. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm going to go ahead and leave that blank since it was continuous. And when did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxers and your diagnosis? What was that date? When did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxers and your diagnosis?
Well, I started getting, like, complications on my face. Like, I was getting skin rashes and swelling and abdominal pain. So I went to the doctor, and they did tests on me. So they did the test. When was that? October 4th, they did the test.
Okay. October 4th of, and you said 2023?
Yes.
Okay, so when you first became aware of the link between your hair relaxer and your diagnosis, we're putting 10-4 of 2023, correct?
Correct.
And what type of treatment did you receive?
I received the radiation therapy and then chemotherapy. Oh, and then what else? They gave me pain medicine for my pain.
Okay. And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Jordan. And what was that treatment date?
October 7th, 2023. Sorry, I had to remember.
No worries. And I have your treatment date as 10-7 of 2023. And then, who is your treating doctor's name? Is it the same or did you have a different treating doctor?
No, it's the same. Like, I just kept going to the hospital. Yeah.
Okay.
To get everything
done. Yeah, usually that treating doctor is the same as the diagnosing doctor and oncology doctor and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I have Dr. Catherine Mills. Same address and phone number, correct?
Yes.
And then your main injury medical problem, you said you were diagnosed with, was it ovarian cancer? Is that correct?
No, it was the
epithelial tumors.
Ovarian cancer, yeah.
Epithelial tumors. Ovarian cancer, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation.
I will never be able to pronounce medical terminology with.
Yeah, no, a lot of words are, you know, very hard to pronounce. And, you know, I would have to know, you know, how to pronounce it and what they are. So, there's one that's like adenosquamous carcinoma, which, you know, I don't even know what that was until I had to search it up on Google. So, like, you know, and just like a lot of these words are just crazy long. But I have ovarian cancer, epithelial tumors, and what pre-existing conditions did/does the injured person have? Do you have any other pre-existing conditions like diabetes, previous cancers, obesity, etc.? Do you have any of the following?
No.
No, no worries. And then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Ms. Jordan?
Female.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
And what is your ethnicity of injured party?
Black.
And what is your height?
5'5".
5'5". And weight at time of diagnosis?
Oh, what was I? I don't even remember. I was small. I was like 155, like 150.
150, okay. So 5'5", 150. And then I have your last name as Miss Jordan, which is J-O-R-D-A-N. Is that correct?
Correct.
And can I get your first name from you, please?
R-A-S as in Sam, H-A. N as in Nancy, I K A.
R A S H A N I K A. Is that correct?
Correct.
And do you have a suffix at all in your name?
No.
None. And what is the profession of the injured party? What is your profession?
Teacher's aide.
Teacher's aide. And what is your social security number?
559-791-426.
I have 559-791-426. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And do you have health insurance coverage? Yes or no?
No.
No. And
well, I mean, yes, because I get Medicaid with my kids through the state. Sorry.
Okay, no worries.
That,
so
that counts, right?
So you got Medi-Cal or Medic? Is that
Medicaid?
Different? Medicaid.
Yeah.
So if you So do you have health insurance? Like, do you personally have health insurance? Do you have a card that has your name on it?
No.
No, like, do you, when you go to the doctors, right, do you have like a card, like a health insurance card that covers, your coverage, your, when you go to the doctor? Like, you don't have a card that has your name. Does that make sense?
Oh no, it makes sense. Yeah, I have Medicaid. I mean, it says my name on it. I don't know where it's at though.
Okay, so you do have a you do have health insurance coverage, is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, and what is that provider name? Because sometimes people don't, and that's okay, and I could go ahead and put no here. But if you do, then I could go ahead and put more information. The more information, the better. If you like, I could go ahead and put the provider's name. So what is that provider?
I go to Aunt Martha's clinic, but I don't like I don't have an assigned doctor. I just see whatever doctor's in there.
Would you
Aunt
know,
Martha's.
would you ha sorry to cut you off, but would you happen to know the provider policy number? Because we would need to put that if we're putting yes to health insurance coverage. So would you happen to know, like, the provider?
Know.
No?
How about, can I just put no? Because I don't know where all that's at. I'm
Yeah, no
sorry.
worries.
Or
Well,
is that going to affect me?
we could put yes, no, or unsure. So if you like to put unsure,
Unsure.
since
Yeah.
we are a little unsure right now if you don't have it, but for primary contact email, we have your last name and first name, Jordan Rushanika 1@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And primary phone number, would it be 916-409-6323?
Yes.
And that is a mobile phone number, correct?
Correct.
And best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening.
Evening. And what is your primary contact full address?
3317 Fairview Avenue. South Chicago Heights, Illinois, 60411.
I have 3317 Fairview Avenue, South Chicago Heights in Cook County, Illinois, as the state. Zip code is 60411. Is that correct?
Yes.
And do you have a unit number, apartment number, anything like that?
No, it's a house.
Okay, great. And the house number is 3317, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have documentary support for your date of diagnosis, like medical records?
I can try to get it for you. Like, I don't have it on hand. It's at the
Okay.
hospital.
Okay, great. So, but you can get it, is that correct? Like,
Yeah, I can try to get
do you
it for
have
you.
you have documents that supports your date of diagnosis, like when you got
Correct.
diagnosis? Oh, okay. So would you like me to go ahead and put yes here in the intake form?
Yes.
Okay. And again, another similar question, a yes or no question. Do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
No, I don't.
You don't have a
I have to
copy?
go get all that. No, I will have to go try to get all that again. I mean, I could give you guys permission to request my medical records.
I mean, I believe you can with the attorneys. So within the next
Oh, okay.
48 hours, with, I believe when you did provide me your social, that allows them to, help recover those medical records, for you. So would you like me to go ahead and put yes that you have them, but that you could provide these mail or electronically or both?
Yes.
Okay, so would you like me to go ahead and put both?
Yes.
Okay. And then last thing here is that we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, is there anyone that you'd like me to go ahead and put for an emergency contact?
Yeah, I put my daughter.
Do you live with your daughter? Sorry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And that's TIA.
RRA. And her last name, Jordan.
TIARRA Jordan. And what is her phone number?
Her number is 909-503-7096.
I have 909-503-7096. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that is your daughter. And let me go ahead and send you the agreement. I'm going to send you it via email and SMS text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone once you receive it so I can walk you through it. But it should only take you about a minute or so to complete it. But I'm just going to help you just in case if you need it. So let me just go ahead and confirm that I have everything here correct, all the spelling and everything here with you before I send it over to you.
Okay.
Sorry, my computer froze really quickly, so I'm just having it unfreeze. I'm just refreshing it here so it could go ahead and submit over to me. Just a second here, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and try to resubmit it. Let's see if that worked here. Sorry, it's taking me some time. It just never freezes up on me. I'm really hoping it's not letting me, I'm really hoping it's gonna let me submit it here. Because this has never happened to me before. So let me try to go ahead and do it here real quick.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. It did submit. I'm glad it did. So I'm just going to go ahead and confirm everything here with you. Again, my apologies. I don't know why my computer froze on me like that. Ms. Jordan, are you here?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry.
No worries. Sorry, I thought I lost you. So I'm going to go ahead and confirm everything here with you.
Okay.
So I have Rashanika Jordan. That's Rashanika Jordan. That's Jordan. And then I have street address is 3317 Fairview Avenue, South Chicago Heights, Illinois, 60411. Telephone number 916-409-6323. Email address is jordanrashanika1@gmail.com. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. I have date of birth as 2/20/1984. Social is 559-791426. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you for confirming everything. So I did just go ahead and send that agreement over to you via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone and go ahead and click that link in that text or email, whichever that you click first. And then let me know when that's open in front of you.
Okay. Going through it.
No worries. So you're going to go ahead and receive a text message or that email with the link in it. Then please go ahead and click that link and it'll direct you to a new DocuSign webpage. And once that DocuSign webpage opens up, it'll have you press a yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. And you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. And then at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it and it'll direct you to your first signature field. And then once it does direct you, just make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the box. And then you're going to go ahead and hit adopt and sign. So that way, once you do hit every box, it'll automatically put your signature so you don't have to draw it for every box. And then it'll have you go through them, hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
Okay. I think I'm done.
Okay, great. So you already did your initials and stuff mm-hmm. like okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end that I have everything. Perfect. So I did receive it. Perfect. So thank you for that. So let me go ahead and see which law firm you are assigned to. And let me go ahead and give you their direct line as well. So go ahead and let me know when you get a piece of paper and a pen, so I can give you the firm's direct line.
Okay, what is it?
So,
hello?
Sorry, yes, I'm trying to get it here. Sorry, it's my computer's freezing for some weird reason. So, are you ready with that pen and paper?
Yes.
Perfect. So, the law firm that you are assigned to is A4D, and their direct line is 909-906-3862. Again, that's 909-906-3862. And again, Ms. Jordan, I do want to thank you for your time. And I will be going ahead and sending you a text message right after this phone call. So if you have any questions, concerns along the way, you know, you could always feel free and contact me and I would love to assist you. But from now on, you will be, you know, getting assistance and being updated from the attorneys. So with that direct line there, and again, they will be calling you within the next 48 hours. So just be aware of that. And but for whatever reason, if they do not call you within the next 48 hours, go ahead and give them a call with that direct line there. But do you have any questions or concerns for me, Ms. Jordan?
No, that's all. Nothing. Perfect.
Well, I do appreciate your time, and I do thank you, you know, on completing this intake here with me. And I do really hope you enjoy the rest of your day, okay, Ms. Jordan?
All right, thank you. You do as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.